of summer new light. We'll take a letter for the address her to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a summer new light. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Got a summer new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a new life. We'll take a letter for real. Oh, I guess it to my wife.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Two deadly and destructive storms in 2 weeks, and the Biden administration is assuring those who were impacted will get the help they need. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas speaking from North Carolina.
Every available resource is being deployed as fast as possible to impacted communities, and we will not leave until the work is done.
He said no resources needed for Helene's cleanup response will be diverted to Milton. Fuel's been stuck in Florida's ports because of the storms, and Governor Ron DeSantis says they're working to get it to gas stations as soon as possible.
We've also deputized the Florida Highway Patrol to escort the fuel tankers with sirens to be able to get to all the gas stations to get filled.
In Clearwater, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us rescue efforts are underway.
Hundreds of first responders using boats and high water vehicles to access people trapped in this apartment complex. We still have about 5 to 6 feet of storm water here collecting. At its height, we're talking well over my head, almost to the second floor.
At least five are confirmed dead in Florida due to Hurricane Milton.
I'm Jim Crisula, North Carolina. It's unclear how many people remain missing in the mountains of East Tennessee and Western North Carolina. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene caused catastrophic flooding, the figure is thought to be in the hundreds. The official death toll from Helene is nearing 240.
Tropical Depression 14 has now formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's forecast to impact Florida next week. A federal appeals court heard challenges to the so-called Dreamers program. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
Texas and eight other Republican-dominated states are challenging the policy, which began during the Obama administration and is being defended by the Biden administration. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program allows immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to stay here. Regardless of the panel's decision, the case will almost certainly end up at the Supreme Court.
Business reporter Jason Brooks tells us consumer prices were up last month 2.4% from a year ago.
Food prices surged higher for both groceries and eating out, while auto insurance rates saw another big jump.
TD Bank and its parent company have pleaded guilty today and agreed to pay over $3 billion in penalties to resolve the Justice Department's investigation into violations of the Bank's Secrecy Act and money laundering. TD Bank is the 10th largest bank in the country. Checking Wall Street this hour, everything's in the red. The Dow down 137 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tonight's meeting doesn't allow for public comment, but anyone can show up and watch. The Racine City Council Executive Committee meeting will tackle ordinances connected to a recent Alder boycott. The agenda items are aimed at limiting Mayor Corey Mason's control over the council's agendas. Two of those boycotting, Melissa Caprillion and Sandy Widener, issued a statement saying people should show up to the meeting, stressing the importance of transparency in local government. There was one at North Memorial and Rapids Drive, another near Ohio and 16th. There were several car crashes this morning in Racine, with two of them being rollovers. We're working on learning more about the status of those involved. A 33-year-old female staff member at a Kenosha County elementary school is under investigation for alleged sexual misconduct involving a current and former student. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department arrested the woman at Riverview in Silver Lake yesterday. The roundabout at Highways 11 and J in Racine County has officially reopened after several delays. Work is still ongoing at Highways 75 and A. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it fit the confines of the team's wants? We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother, Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, you always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Another gorgeous day today. Under sunny skies, high temperatures will climb to the upper 60s. Winds are out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and skies stay clear tonight, too. With breezy winds tomorrow, under abundant sunshine, it'll spike our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman.
Well, Burton Cummings of the original Guess Who is coming to Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 26, 2025. It's part of the 60th Anniversary Hits Tour. It's going to be at the Pabst Theater. Tickets are on sale now. Here's the Guess Who.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
supermodel. The war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
WRJN, it's Kurt Vollman and my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
So what are the things that it's okay to splurge on? Like, you know, there are some things that you get what you pay for, so you don't mind paying a little more.
You can splurge on yourself anytime.
Oh, anytime. Okay. Spoken like a true woman.
Oh, them be fighting words there, buddy. So what are things that I would splurge on? What was the question?
What are the things that you don't mind spending a little extra money on to make sure you get, get the quality stuff?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one. Quality is important, but I guess I can't even talk. That's a good, I don't really know if there's anything I splurge on just to make sure I get the great quality.
I've got two examples.
What about you?
Toilet paper.
Oh.
And razors.
Oh, that would be a man thing.
Yeah.
I agree with the toilet paper.
Garbage bags.
Yeah, that's another good one. As long as you get the good ones, if they're cheap and they stretch and they, I like the ones that are scented. So
there you go.
Yeah, good quality. It's a good quality to have, Kurt.
I think now that I'm a little bit older and maybe we have a little more disposable income than when we were first married, I don't mind spending a little more on the good stuff.
I don't either. And I see that because, when the kids were growing up and it was a matter of just getting by and making sure that there was food on the table
right.
and they were on time to their activities in school. And so that was more important than just making sure they had the quality. And clothes wise, I love Goodwill. Goodwill shopper.
All
so
right.
I love to find things there. So it's a matter of just, you're right. As you get older, things are, you can splurge a little on yourself.
That's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. We'll be right back.
Hurricane Milton came ashore last night in Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. It's now tracking away from Florida. Left some devastation in its wake. We're now seeing some pictures. Tonight around here, mostly clear and a low of 53. Sunny and 80 tomorrow.
Ill sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, writings, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look what you saw. And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Thank you.
nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The high court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight's meeting doesn't allow for public comment, but anyone can show up and watch. The Racine City Council Executive Committee meeting will tackle ordinances connected to a recent Alder boycott. The agenda items are aimed at limiting Mayor Corey Mason's control over the council's agendas. The session follows a canceled council meeting last week due to the boycott of six Alders. Two of those boycotting, Melissa Caprillion and Sandy Widener, issued a statement saying people should show up to the meeting, stressing the importance of transparency in local government. There was one at North Memorial and Rapids Drive, another near Ohio and 16th. There were several car crashes this morning in Racine, with two of them being rollovers. We're working on learning more about the status of those involved. And a conversation about Quick Trip takes place today in Kenosha. The City Plan Commission will look at a plan to tear down the Fireside Restaurant on the city's north side and build a gas station / convenience store. Also on the agenda are plans for a new Kenosha Culver's. That would go up a little bit north of that Fireside site. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another gorgeous day today. Under sunny skies, high temperatures will climb to the upper 60s. Winds are out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and skies stay clear tonight, too. With breezy winds tomorrow, under abundant sunshine, it'll spike our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 66 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where.
So rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Says here, the average adult forgets at least five things every day, thanks to technology. Because we rely on gadgets to remember things for us, we're forgetting, in order, passwords, phone numbers, the spelling of certain words, how to write neatly, math, our own phone numbers, and who starred in our favorite movies and TV shows.
You keep upon the quiet.
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Also back, Paul Harvey. That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. You can hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Oh yeah, this music reminds me we're also home of the Green Bay Packers all season long.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay.
Our Green Bay Packers, and the Packers appear to be getting their receiving core back to full strength this week. Romeo Doubs returned to practice Wednesday from his one-game suspension, and Christian Watson was also back on the practice field after missing last week's game due to an ankle injury. You can hear Packer football all season long on WRJN, and it's brought to you locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility, by Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years, by Gabriel the Promoter, online at gabrielpromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. This Sunday's game against the Cardinals begins with the pregame at 10, kickoff at noon. Packer football here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My does the hanky panky.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Mike Clemens has sports for us, the forecast on the way too. It's all coming up on WRJN. Now it's Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
say along soon.